live a long time.
Because the longer you can stay in this body, the more spiritual progress you can make. It's good to take care of the body, preserve the body, keep it healthy. My mother's 92, and she's determined to keep going. She loves her life. It's interesting.
I just always saw the highest problem of function, seeing it outside of this and it's done.
Yeah, yeah. Of course, we don't have to wait to die to do that. We can see the other side now if we really work at it. But those are some more esoteric yogic teachings. Okay, you want to push that button? Oh, you did already.
Yeah, we're on.
Okay, so last week we talked about, let's see, the first week we talked about the body and how to take care of the body and all the wonderful things that we can do to take care of it, feed it. And the second week, last week, we talked about how to manage our energy, how to get control of our energy and manage our energy so that we can use it at our will. And today, we're going to have a real workout. I'm going to teach you how to relax. So we're going to begin. To be able to relax, so we have to get our energy up, just like we were talking about last week. So we'll start with the super conscious living exercises like we did last week. So just make sure you're not going to whack anybody, and let's begin. Locking in place. I am awake and ready. I am awake and ready. I'm awake and ready. I am awake and ready. I am awake and ready. I am positive, energetic, enthusiastic. 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 I am master of this body. I am master of myself. I am master of this body. I am master of myself. I am master of this body. I am master of myself. I am master of this body. I am master of myself. Awake, rejoice, my body cells. 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 And rap on yourself. Be glad, my brain, be wise and strong. 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 And now plant your fingers and massage the scalp and say, awake, my sleeping children, wake. 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 All right. And now, we talked a little bit last week about double breathing and tensing and relaxing the muscles. And so we're going to put those two together this time. And we're going to do double breathing with palms touching and then inhaling and pulling the arms out and then exhaling and relaxing. So it's a combination of tensing and relaxing with the breath. So begin by going. And then drop the hands and stand there for a minute with your eyes closed, keeping your balance, and just feel the effects of the breath and the tension. And now remembering what we did last week, when we were consciously drawing prana in through the medulla oblongata, filling the whole brain and then the whole body with prana, with energy and light. Let's do this same exercise again, but focusing this time on drawing that prana in through the medulla. So once more. And drop the hands again, keeping your eyes closed. Just feel the effects. See the difference between what you did before and how it feels now. You might feel your heart beating a little faster, maybe a little bit out of breath. Just notice any changes that have taken place in the body. in this standing position. All right, we're ready to lie down on our mats. And as I was mentioning earlier, this is going to be a real workout and relaxation. You know, I put my mat up here, but I think I won't use it because it's too far away from the mic. So Master said, he said, people often talk of relaxation, but few know how to achieve it. Some people know how to relax physically, but not mentally. Complete mental relaxation consists in releasing the consciousness from the delusion of duality and resting the mind and identifying one's own true nature as unity in spirit. He said, you have hypnotized yourselves into thinking you're human beings, but you're not. You are gods. So we are going to try to unhypnotize ourselves this evening and learn how to relax at will. Now, that sounds kind of funny that you have to use your will to relax, but actually it is a very important skill to learn. And I'll just share with you that one way that in my practicing of learning to relax at will, I have found that one of the best times to use that is when I pray before meals. When I sit down to pray, when I sit down to eat, I'm often like, okay, what's next? Got to get this down, move on to the next thing in a hurry. Maybe I should read this while I'm doing, check my emails while I'm eating, all that, this, you know, this hurry up, do stuff that we do. And then I remember I need to pray first. And when I pray, I usually take a couple of these deep double breaths. And when I do that, then I remember to relax at will. And that means just letting down of all the muscles. Usually my shoulders come down about 2 inches. And my belly relaxes. And my spine straightens at the same time. And it's really a fun time to remember to relax at will. So you can practice that. I urge you to. That 3 times a day you can practice that, relaxing at will. So we're going to begin by lying down, and I'll teach you diaphragmatic breathing. We mentioned it, and we talked about it last week, and actually Sharmila really helped us with a visualization she gave us. If you need any support for your head, you have blankets over here, or if you want to put something under your knees so that your knees aren't hyperextended, just feel free to make yourself comfortable using any of these spots. Bless you. So we're going to practice diaphragmatic breathing, this time lying down. And you remember Sharmila was telling us last week that the way to visualize filling the lungs, especially the lower lobes of the lungs, is that you pour water in a glass and the bottom of the glass fills first, and then the middle part of the glass fills, and then the upper part of the glass fills. And then when the air goes out of the lungs, you can visualize that same glass and the water comes out of the top first, and then the middle, and then the bottom. So I'm going to have you use your hands to direct the breath. And visualize the lower breathing space as existing from the navel all the way down to the bottom of the trunk. So find your navel with your fingers, your belly button. And then place your hands below your navel, and that is the area you can spread your fingers and try to take up that whole space from the navel on down to the bottom of the trunk. That's the space we're going to try to fill up when we inhale. And then when we talk about the middle part of the lungs, move your hands just above the navel. Do it now so that you know where you're going to go when we do it. Put your little fingers on the navel, and then spread your hands up above that. So it's from the navel up to the diaphragm. And remember I was telling you the diaphragm is that big muscle inside that pushes the lungs up and then allows the lungs to come down when you inhale. And then the upper breathing space is from the upper diaphragm all the way up through the head. Feels that you're going to fill the top of your head with the air. And so what I want you to do to feel this is to place your hands on the top of your chest and put your two fingertips together so your right hand and left hand will meet each other right on your sternum, right on your breastbone. And when you inhale in that upper part of the chest, you should be able to spread your fingertips apart. So your chest will expand enough that your fingertips will stop touching each other from the top. So I want you to do this. All right, let's practice diaphragmatic breathing. Begin by just exhaling. Place your hands on the bottom part of your abdomen. And really pull your abdomen down as you exhale. And now inhale and push your abdomen up. Filling the lungs in the bottom, then the middle, and then the upper. And then exhale. And once again, inhale, pushing your abdomen up. Expanding your rib cage sideways. Filling the upper part of the body, even the head, visualizing the head, filling with prana, with oxygen and air. And then exhaling and visualizing the air moving down out of the lungs, out of each of those three spaces. And as you experiment with this, feel free to place your hands in any one of those three zones, either your lower abdomen below the navel, the middle part of the trunk, or on upper part where your fingertips meet the sternum. And let's continue breathing. Exhaling completely by pulling your abdomen down as if you were going to touch your navel to your sternum. Really pushing the air out of the lungs. And then inhaling, expanding the abdomen as far as it'll go. Expanding the rib cage, upper chest. Without holding, let the air flow back out again. And continue at your own pace, visualizing these three zones of the body, filling them with not only oxygen, air, but prana, cosmic energy, conscious cosmic energy. Knowing that this has a balancing effect on both the physical body, the emotional body, the psychological part of you, and of course the spiritual part. Concentrating on having an open, expansive quality coming into your body. Feeling of great spaciousness. And then at the end of your next exhalation, just let the breath come back to normal and notice any changes that have taken place in the body or perhaps in the mind or even in your emotions. Just observe without judgment or criticism. Just be an observer of your body, your mind, your emotions. Now we're going to practice deep relaxation. This is part of learning to relax at will. And you get used to really allowing the muscles to relax, then you can get control of your internal energy. So, there are a couple of mats there. Feel free to just lie down. This is, you're in the right place. Okay, now if your legs, if your knees are bent, let your legs slide down your mat. And let's begin deep relaxation by separating the legs a little bit. They should be at least 4 inches apart, maybe a little more. Separate your legs so that they're relaxed, and then point your heels in toward the center, and let, you don't need to use that pillow if you don't want it. It's just there in case you want it. Let your toes fall away to the sides. So heels are a little bit in toward the center, toes fall away to the sides. Same with the hands, arms. Take your arms and just place them beside the body, but a little bit away from the body, with the palms up. Now, if it's not comfortable to have your palms up, just let your arms go whatever direction they want to go in. Not everybody's shoulders are that flexible. Now, let's begin by gently stretching your left leg. Push your heel forward and lengthen the left leg. And then reverse and point the toes of the left leg. And really try to work those muscles. Point and flex and point and flex back and forth. Really stretching the left leg. Not tensing any other part of the body. Leaving the right leg relaxed. And relax the left leg. Not yet. No. And now stretch your right leg. Push the heel out. Stretch the calf, point the toes, flex and point, flex and point. Really stretching the right leg. And now lift your left leg just a little bit off the mat and gently rotate your ankle 3 times one way and 3 times the other. With deep concentration and then relax that leg down. And let's do that on the right. Rotate your right ankle. Lift your right leg a little, and then rotate the right ankle. 3 times one way, 3 times the other. I hear lots of nice cracks going on. And now, let's do the same thing with the arms. Just shift your shoulder blades a little bit. Lengthen your left, both your arms, and then lengthen your left arm. And begin by pointing and flexing your fingers, just like we did with our feet. So push your palm out, away from the body, point your fingers toward the ceiling, and then relax. Point, and flex. And then drop your left arm down, and we'll do the same thing on the right. Lift your arm off the floor a little bit, point and flex. Push the palm away from the body. And now let's rotate the left wrist 3 times one way, 3 times the other. And now on the other side, right wrist. Rotate 3 times each direction. And relax. Bring the arms back down. Now we're going to stretch the whole left side of the body. Inhale. And feel as if you're inhaling just into the left side. Shift your hips, lengthen your left leg, lengthen your left arm. A nice deep stretch on the left side. And then relax. And let's practice on the right. Shift your hips on the right side, your hip. Lengthen your right leg, right arm. And relax. Now, bend your knees and place your feet on the floor so that your knees are pointing toward the ceiling. And we'll just do a couple of pelvic tilts to loosen the pelvis and the lower back. So the way we do this is, it helps to do it with the breath. So exhale and do what we did before, pull the abdomen down. And as you pull the abdomen down, you'll find that the tailbone wants to just rise a little bit up off the floor, curls up. And then inhale and expand the abdomen, and you'll find that the tailbone just naturally wants to roll down towards the floor. It's a very slight movement. It's not a big movement at all. inhaling, expanding the abdomen, pointing the tailbone down into the floor. Exhaling, pulling the navel down, and just pulling the tailbone up off the floor. It's just a very slight movement, not a big movement at all. And do this back and forth, using the breath, just gently loosening the muscles of the low back and the lower spine, the vertebrae in the lower spine. And relax. Now bring your left knee into the chest, if you can, and clasp your hands around it, and extend your right leg down the mat. And breathe, just enjoying the stretch. And release your hands from your knee, place that foot on the floor, let the leg slide down, and we'll do it on the other side. Bring your right knee into the chest, clasp your hands around it, and relax, enjoying the stretch. And relax, release, let the leg slide down the mat. Now we're going to take both knees into the chest this time. So bend both knees, bring them into the chest, clasp your hands around them. Now if you can't clasp them around them, clasp underneath them. And some of you are naturally rocking. That's a good thing to do. Rock from side to side, massaging the lower back. And if you can, make a full rocking motion. Come all the way down on one arm, and then come all the way down on the other arm, really massaging the whole back. Very nice. Now release your hands from your knees and lengthen them out from the shoulders so that you're making a T formation with your arms. Try not to bump your neighbor. Inhale deeply. Exhale, and as you exhale, roll the two knees down to the left side of the body, trying to keep them parallel if you can. They won't stay completely parallel, but just try. And just create a nice, gentle twist in the lower part of the back. Breathe into your back. And if you find that it's not comfortable, try adjusting the angle of your knees. They don't have to be so high up. You can stretch your legs down a little bit. Find that place where you're really enjoying a nice, gentle twist. Breathe. And if you can, turn your head in the opposite direction of your knees so that you have a full spinal twist from the top of the neck all the way down to the base of the spine. Inhale and roll the knees back to center. We clasp our hands around them and rock again before we go to the other side. Rock from side to side, massaging the back. Alright, lengthen your arms from the shoulders, making the T formation. Inhale deeply. Exhale and roll your two knees down to the other side of the body. Trying to keep them parallel if possible. When they're all the way down, then turn your head in the opposite direction to create a full spinal twist. Find that place where you're really relaxing and enjoying the twist. This is not a real posture, this is a real relaxation exercise. Master said, imagine bones and muscles turning to jelly. And that's what we want to imagine in this deep relaxation. Breathe and just enjoy. Roll the knees back to center. Clasp your hands around them and rock once more. Massaging the back. Place your feet on the floor. Let your legs slide down the mat. And now just make sure we're completely relaxed. You haven't got any tension, residual tension in the legs. Just lift your left leg about 3 inches off the floor and let it fall. Now the right leg, lift it and let it fall. Left arm, lift and let it fall. Right arm, lift and let it fall. Gently rock your head from side to side, releasing your neck. And here's a trick. Take your tongue away from the roof of your mouth and just open your mouth a little bit. Let your jaw relax. Now feel as if you're allowing the body to sink into the floor. Imagine bones and muscles turning to jelly, as Master said. And feel as if the floor is almost pushing up to cradle your body so that you can really relax, really let go. And I'm going to affirm for you, but you can mentally follow along with me. I don't want you to say the affirmation out loud because I want you to keep on relaxing, but you can follow along with your mind and visualize what I'm about to say. I am submerged in eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. Divine Spirit fills me within and without. I am submerged in eternal light. It permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. Divine Spirit fills me within and without. Now, while we're lying on these mats, we'll go up right on to the next exercise, which Master calls Super Relaxation with Om. And this is not just any old relaxation, this is super relaxation. And the way we do this, he recommends sitting in a chair with a straight spine. But I've done this before with other classes, and it works very well lying down. So we're going to just stay on our mats and practice this exercise. He says, expel the breath quickly and keep the breath out, counting mentally 1 to 10. So exhale. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Inhale slowly. Deep inhalation. Now hold the breath in. Now exhale again, counting mentally. I'll keep track. Exhaling all the way out. Holding. And now inhale. Hold the breath. Exhale. And now with this last exhalation, just forget about the breath. Let the breath return to normal. And focus your attention. Now this is deep attention. Focus deep attention on the toes of your left foot, and particularly on the big toe of your left foot, and mentally say Om. And feel as you say this word Om that you're filling your big toe on your left foot with light. Now moving on to the second toe. Focus on, you can even wiggle the toe if you wish, and say Om with deep attention in your left foot. Second toe. Third toe. Om. Fourth toe. Om. Filling it with light. And the little toe on the left foot. Om. Directing the conscious cosmic energy there. And now let's focus on the right foot, doing the same thing. Focus first on the big toe. Om. Conscious cosmic energy filling that toe. Second toe. Om. With deepest attention. Third toe. Om. And the fourth toe, Om. And finally the little toe, Om. Now focus on the sole of the left foot. Mentally say Om. And now the right foot, the sole of the right foot, Om. Moving up the body, focus on the left calf. Mentally saying Om, filling the whole lower part of the leg with the light of Om, the conscious cosmic energy. Now the right calf. Om. Left knee. Mentally saying Om. And the right knee. Om. Concentration, with deep attention, a kind of curiosity, filling this body part with Om. Now the left thigh, filling it with Om. And the right thigh. Om. left hip of the buttock, filling it with Om. Right hip and buttock. Om. Now filling the lower part of the abdomen with Om. See it permeating all of the internal organs there. Now the stomach, chanting Om. And Master specifically mentions the liver, the spleen, the pancreas, and the heart. To fill these organs in turn, one by one, with Om. Conscious cosmic energy or light, or you can visualize it as space. The left lung, filling it with Om. And the right lung, Om. Left hand, filling it with Om. Right hand, Om. Left forearm. Right forearm, Om. Left upper arm, Om. Right upper arm, Om. Left side of neck, filling it with Om. The right side of the neck, Om. The front of the neck, Om. The back of the neck, Om. Now moving your attention to the medulla, the depression at the base of the skull. Chant Om at the medulla. And moving your attention into the brain, chant Om at the pineal gland, which is in the center of the brain. And then the pituitary gland, which is behind the eyes, behind the spiritual eye, in the frontal part of the brain. Chant Om. the point between the eyebrows, the spiritual eye, chanting Om, visualizing the light there. And finally, filling the whole brain with Om. Feel now that your whole body is infused with Om. Master said, try to feel that the whole body is surrounded within and without with the holy vibration of Om. Submerged in eternal light, it permeates every particle of my being. I am living in that light. Divine Spirit fills me within and without. Now, to come out of super relaxation with Om, begin by taking a deep breath and bring your arms over your head and stretch them so that your palms are facing up on the ceiling, towards the ceiling, but the backs of your hands are lying on the floor, if you can. If that hurts your shoulders, then just do whatever you can to stretch your arms. Lengthening the body. Stretch just the left side, lengthening the whole left side of the body, beginning with the fingertips of the left hand, stretching through the left arm, all the way down through the left side of the trunk, left leg, point the toes of the left foot, and relax the left side of the body. And let's practice this on the right. Inhale and stretch. Lengthening through the fingertips of the right hand and stretching, widening the fingers, stretching them to their fullest extent. Stretch through the upper arm, through the trunk of the body, down into the right leg, right calf, point and flex the right toes and heel, and relax the right side of the body. Bring your hands and your arms back down alongside the body with the palms up. And when you're ready, you can roll on to one side and come into a sitting position. Now, Master says that we can also not only learn to relax at will, but we can learn to induce sleep at will. And he gives very specific instructions for learning how to control your energy so that you can actually induce sleep at will. And many of us, I'm sure, have experienced insomnia or difficulties getting getting to sleep, and sometimes difficulty staying asleep. But Master says we can use these very same techniques to induce sleep at will. He says, lie on your back, close your eyes, tense and relax the body, dismissing all thoughts. And then, with closed eyes, visualize a different room from the one you're in. For example, the next room. And mentally place yourself there with deep concentration. And he says you will be able to fall asleep if you do this practice. It's a very interesting one. I've tried it myself, and I do fall asleep, but I'm not sure exactly, you know, what the mechanism is that he describes. But this is all in that same book I showed you on in our first class, How to Achieve Glowing Health and Vitality. You'll find it in there on page 45. And also he says that when we sleep, if you dream a lot, it means you're not relaxed. Dreams come from tension. And you can understand that, you know, if you go to sleep and your mind is busy with things, that it will create dreams because your subconscious mind is not able to relax completely. And so it's busy working things out. So if you can learn to relax at will, use these techniques of chanting Om at the body parts, you will be able to sleep very deeply and without dreams. That's also in the same book on How to Achieve Glowing Health and Vitality. So we've run out of time, but I do want to just mention to you that Master also gives a couple of other techniques for self-protection, which I think is very useful to know. So I'd like everybody to stand up. You can sneak it in here in the next 5 minutes. This is called, I've seen references to it as Circle of Joy, but it's also called just the Om Tat Sat technique. And if you ever find yourself feeling vulnerable or feeling that someone maybe perhaps is criticizing you, you're feeling unsafe in any way, or perhaps you have to go somewhere where you just don't feel very comfortable. Or if, for example, you might be going on a job interview and you're a little bit nervous about it, this is a very good thing to do before you go into your interview. You can go in the restroom and practice this. So it's called Om Tat Sat, and the way we do it is we bring our hands, our palms together and say Om, swing your hands back and bring the palms back, touching if you can, at the back of the body. And as we do that, we swing back and forth. We chant Om Tat Sat. So I usually have seen it done with the knees bent, have you? Yeah, so
especially
Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. Om Tat Sat. I think it's a very good thing to do it five times, at least five times. It takes a little while for the mind and the brain to connect with it. And as you can see, this motion here is what we're doing is we're strengthening the aura. And it's not just to get a little exercise, but it has a very specific purpose to strengthen the aura.
And I'm not sure if we've learned this way originally, but I always do it, think of it as Om, and forget about your Tat, forget your Sat, which kind of equal distance with the root of the yarn, as it goes down the top side, or something.
That's right, I think that's the way we learned it. So let's practice it five more times, and then we'll go and have our dinner. Om Tat Sat. 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 And then just stand for a moment, close your eyes, and just feel what's going on inside the body, inside the mind, and the emotions. Always check in with yourself. This is how we learn to control our energy, to be able to use our energy, to relax at will.
Just to say one other thing, for in working with this class, organizing them for the physical, the things that you can do to heal and help and support your body on the physical level, and then master's exercises and teachings on what you do to affect your physical body by working on the astral body. And then the same thing, how you can work with your wellness and your health by working at the causal level, in the causal body. And there are lots of techniques for all three of those levels, but you just don't have enough time to do them usually when we teach it on a Saturday morning. So if you think you'd be interested in a long one like that, there would be good handouts for the different types of exercises. If you take them, you look on your own, mention it to one of us. We're trying to determine whether there'd be enough interest for those three levels of exercises over a long period, a whole month. Okay.
And we have handouts here that have all of the exercises we did this evening,
and
a few others too,
others.
That we probably won't get to.
There that we didn't even touch on.